読書論 Lafcadio Hearn On Reading in Relation to Literature.
We should read only the books that we want to read more than once. Nor should we buy any others, unless we have some special reason for so investing money. The second fact demanding attention is the general character of the value that lies hidden within all such great books. They never become old. Their youth is immortal. A great book is not apt to be comprehended by a young person at the first reading, except in a superficial way. Only the surface, the narrative, is absorbed and enjoyed. No young man can possibly see at first reading the qualities of a great book. Remember that it has taken humanity in many cases hundreds of years to find out all that there is in such a book. But according to a man's experience of life, the text will unfold new meanings to him. The book that delighted us at 18, if it be a good book, will delight us much more at 25, and it will prove like a new book to us at 30 years of age. At 40, we shall reread it, wondering why we never saw how beautiful it was before. At 50 or 60 years of age, the same facts will repeat themselves. A great book grows exactly in proportion to the growth of the reader's mind. It was the discovery of this extraordinary fact by generations of people long dead that made the greatness of such works as those of Shakespeare, of Dante, or of Goethe. Perhaps Goethe can give us at this moment the best illustration. He wrote a number of little stories in prose, which children like, because to children they have all the charm of fairy tales. But he never intended them for fairy tales. He wrote them for experienced minds. A young man finds very serious reading in them. A middle-aged man discovers an extraordinary depth in their least utterance. And an old man will find in them all the world's philosophy, all the wisdom of life. If one is very dull, he may not see much in them, but just in proportion as he is a superior man and in proportion as his knowledge of life has been extensive, so will he discover the greatness of the mind that conceived them.